The ladies of Felk are back doing what they do best. Of course, no one's quite sure what that might be. In case you don't remember, time once again for Female Encounters of the Life Kind with a brand new moniker. Consider yourself encountered. Please don't hold any of the Inner West Concept sponsors accountable for whatever may slip out of their mouths. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
We're so talented.
America's Got Talent. Move over.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, Alicia. What is up is currently my temperature.
Your temperature? Yeah, well, you got the sunburn from Hades.
I have the best sunburn I've had in a long time.
Yeah. Shows, too. There's no, what do they call that, foundation? Is that what it's called these days?
No, because it would be pointless. It would just flake off. And I thought about, I thought about peeling my skin off before this, but then I'm like, not all of these are photographed or live. But can we talk about how I showed up here early by accident and ran into an old guest?
Thank you for showing up to Traeger's. Consider yourself encountered and consider yourself on time. Yay, Carrie.
I was 2 hours early and I'm still here. Go Traeger's.
2 hours early. How buzzed are you?
I'm not at all. Everything's fine. But while here, ran into an old guest.
Yeah.
And so I said, yo, homeboy, you want to come back?
And he's getting a drink right now, so yeah. We'll just and let that marinate for a second.
A homeboy is coming back.
I played flag football with his ex-wife, I think is how I first interacted with Mr. Bond.
Oh, that's right. That's his last name. His name is Wesley Bond.
Mm-hmm. Just for a recap, he was talking about chicken wings and...
titties.
Tailpipes. I think you told a story about a car that was broke down at some point in that episode. It was you. Something about towing a car and your ex-husband. I don't know. You told a story. Things came out of your mouth.
The same sense. His ex-wife, my ex-husband. Who's your ex? Who's next?
Hold on.
The night is young. Let's get another one.
I only have like 5 exes. Did you know that?
Only have about that many also.
Well, mine weren't legal, so I guess if you want to count flings, you have more than that.
I have 2 legal, but other than that, I don't really have a lot. No.
Da-da-da-da!
Hi,
Mr. Bond is back.
I'm back.
We were filling them in on our previous episode. I was saying that she told a story about a bumper coming off, being a car towed, and we showed boobs to make it okay. Something about chicken wings. I don't know.
I mean, you lost me at boobs. I stopped thinking.
Exactly. That was the whole point. So if we were fighting, we wouldn't
be fighting. Did
the
problem get sorted out? Because I think if those come out, usually it's all
about... And that was the whole point. Yeah. So if you're ever arguing with a man, bring out your tits and chicken wings, and the argument's done, and you won.
Wait, we get chicken wings, too?
That was the whole point of the episode.
No, we one or the other. Well, I guess...
Guys, I feel like you were probably drunk, and you're Carrie. So I remember the episode, so...
I mean, I know boobs solve problems, but if you get a twofer with boobs and chicken
wings...
That's
a serious fight.
That's exactly what the episode is about,
guys. I think it's the severity
of the
fight.
You were just as excited about it last time.
I think it's the fight severity, right?
Because
it's just he's mildly irritated, show lefty. Multiple
it's exactly
irritations.
What you said last time, Carrie.
Is it really?
You are so
but I'm
going
to hold out for those chicken wings now, so I'm going to pretend to not be okay. Like, okay, yeah, Alicia, the boobs are out. We're good.
Yes!
Good God, coach, back up!
I didn't know whether I told you. You did. When I was being sassy to you, you put that in your message.
I think he needs a chicken wing. Yeah.
So
maybe so, yeah. Can we get an order?
I can't do it. Carrie, you got to do it.
Chicken wing or lefty?
All breast.
I'm the breast giver. You're the chicken wing giver.
I thought we were still talking about chicken. My bad.
Oh.
Well, I mean, kinda.
So you've been here for 2 hours.
It flaps like a wing if I jump.
You always say that. I think you have a tattoo that says that in Spanish, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo in Spanish.
Oh, well, if you did, it would say that, I bet.
That my titty jumps like a wing?
If you put anything in slow-mo, it's awesome. So it doesn't matter.
Hold on, there's got to be someone Hispanic around here.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me just racial profile for a minute.
No, please don't.
Okay.
So you're here 2 hours early. You two just bonded about...
No, him and his homie were here.
Oh,
they showed up.
Your homie left you.
He did. He did. A little stage fright, I think.
I think so.
No chicken wings.
He left you to be bullied by this one.
that's okay. I feel like I can take it.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like
I prepared my entire life for this. For
sunburnt Carrie to come at you with her
my still black eye and my sunburnt face. My face looks so much better. Doesn't it?
It does. It looks a lot better. It looks like it's healing nicely. So yay, immune system.
You should have seen me, and I can't show you because my phone's dead, but I mean, I was...
Carrie ran herself over with a truck.
Yeah, you know, with no driver, I hear.
No yes. driver.
You know, that takes some special skill. That takes some special skill.
I threw my neck out taking a shit once, and my mom had to take me to the
ER. Wait. Your neck out? Wait, when
yes.
you're taking, how?
Well...
How big was the shit?
Well, I don't know what my mom fed me.
How small is your neck?
You need to install handles.
So this is when I live in Albuquerque with my mom, and I was taking a shit, and this is where I've learned to let it slide. Do not push. Because if you were to push right now, the muscles in your neck tighten, right?
Yeah.
So I was pushing apparently too hard, and the muscle over here snapped. And so, I even made a sound effect. And my neck
can we get a replay on the... That was perfect. So,
my neck got stuck to my shoulder, or my head got stuck to my shoulder, so then the muscle over here seized, because I was pushing too hard, taking a shit. So my head got stuck to my shoulder.
So you've been going through it for a while.
My mom takes me
to
the
ER. That sounds terrible. Did you have anybody you could call out to?
I'm awkwardly 13, and I'm walking in like this, and they're like, what happened? And my mom's all, well... And she's like, honey, you tell them. I was like, I was pooping.
I pushed really
I would have lied.
Hard.
I would have been like, I was so doing muscle... somersaults in my room and pretending I was a gymnast. That's what I would have said.
I was a gymnast, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Running so, from
yeah,
a
you
bear?
Should have been,
you know,
yeah.
there's
I had
so
to
many
get
other
saving a chicken out of the road it was crossing.
Right?
Anything. Yeah.
Other than I pushed too hard taking a shit?
Yep. Don't. I changed the story right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decades later.
I pushed
later.
Too hard punching somebody
uh-huh.
or something. You know?
I was yeah. punching something, I'm sure. But
yeah.
My sphincter muscle.
Your colon.
Like.
So you've been having rough luck for decades. I'm sorry, Carrie.
I got hit by a car twice. But anyway, so they did a muscle relaxer in my neck, and then I had to have a neck brace. And my mom still made me go to school.
Wait, is this after the car or the shit?
This is after the shit.
A neck brace.
Yeah.
God damn, that was a big load.
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you measure it?
No, because I couldn't turn my head that way. My neck was fucked up.
Well,
I couldn't
turn
my head.
Your head. You just need a tape measure.
Well, by that point,
my
she
neck...
had no mobility, too. She probably...
I was like this for like a week and a half. So they get the neck brace, and I have to go to school, and my friends are like, what happened? So I had to make up some
Of course,
lie.
Thank you.
I had to make up something about my mom being a terrible driver and getting in a car accident.
Oh, I don't
so
know.
So then
you,
now the teacher's like talking to my mom. It was a situation, and the whole thing was, you know, she just took a shit and she pushed too hard. So
well, that's...
I want everyone to just get out your Scrabble on your phone, get out your iPad, do what you gotta do, read a book, let nature do its thing. Because if you strain...
That's your PSA. Take it easy, huh?
It's my public service announcement. You will hurt your neck taking a shit.
Apparently,
okay.
I don't
but
have
everyone,
the right insurance.
If you were to do a push,
cause, like,
if
I
you
mean,
were to do a push right now, those two major muscles in the side of your neck...
Anyway,
kind of. I feel like it's more in my back.
Wesley, what are you up to these days? What's going on?
Well, I ain't hurting my neck shitting. Apparently, I don't think I'm doing it right.
The
I
night
guess.
Is young.
You know, I'm gonna have to try. I don't know.
You dating? You
know?
You seeing anybody? What's going on?
No. I've been running solo.
He's blind.
Same. You know? Yeah.
He's blind.
It's, Yeah. It's cheaper and less stressful
it's
that
cheaper.
Way.
And that like is all encompassing too. It's cheaper financially,
but
emotionally.
But why is dating expensive?
What?
Why is dating expensive? Is it more expensive for men?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Do you
unless,
feel obligated to pay for everything?
You're in a certain type
yeah,
of
they
relationship,
don't even,
and then it's a little
I mean,
bit more expensive.
Well,
but.
I mean, as a dude, how do you even be like, yo, I'm broke. Could we, you know, help me out this time?
You want to come over and stir some ramen,
you know?
Sweetie?
Yeah. And so it is expensive.
And bring your hotspot for Netflix.
Yeah, right. We're going to chill, I promise.
Well, in a perfect world, and probably... Well, I don't know. I don't know a healthy relationship if it hit me in the neck that I pulled.
Same way I wouldn't know a healthy stool.
Shit, I'd rather take the shit and get the pain.
Hopefully you're in a relationship where it's an even give take in whatever capacity it is. But yes, it is more expensive, I think, if you're a man.
Wait, they're supposed to give?
Yeah, that healthy thing I was talking about, that
yeah.
was, yeah.
Well, I experienced a take.
So, there you go.
Yeah, take.
But it was a hot take?
I don't even know if it was hot. It was just a bunch of take.
Just
yeah, it was painful.
Just take it like that.
Auto
yeah.
take.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? It's expensive. Bottom line.
Well, I think the real problem, not to get off.
No, that's why I'm asking.
Or whatever. I think the real problem lies that social media has let everybody keep the plan B kind of thing in their pocket.
Yeah.
So there's always an exit or someone else on the burner.
Plan B just turned 8.
And so dating's not the same with the way social media is.
Why?
You know? Well, everybody has everybody's number. It's real easy. So you can check the grass on the other side, no problems asked. There's pictures everywhere.
And even if you're not, people think you are. And it's rough.
So I'm not even in the field because I didn't even know there was grass.
Well, it's burnt grass, but it means to be grass.
It's been treaded on lately.
It's more like turf after a freaking NFL game.
Turf?
But
turf?
Yeah, it's all fake. Yeah.
It's all fake.
Yeah,
it's artificial.
Yeah, that's why it's so green.
That makes sense.
Shit,
it's all
they don't
alive.
Water it.
Yeah. All this show's alive. Already fun. Jeez Louise.
No, but it makes things more challenging. I mean, how are you supposed to date somebody that's got 7 dudes or even guys? I mean, that can go the other way around, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, guys even. They've got 5 girls they're talking to in there. They got every day of the week lined up. I mean, it's not the same. It's easy to look. I mean, I know I'm being serious now.
No,
we're not
I would
joking,
like you to.
Now I want you to be too awesome. Like, yeah.
It's shitty, really.
Bottom line, it's a respect thing. And once
but
you lose it on one side, the other side is gone as well.
This
so,
is a circle of 3 single people, correct?
Yeah.
So we all know. Wow. Carry on.
So that's rough. It's rough.
Technically, it's a triangle, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I've been in one of them too. Love triangles. Not a participating party. I feel like I ought to get my pineapple tattoo because I kind of was a swinger. I mean, not by choice.
Not by choice.
What does that have to do with a pineapple?
I was kind of dragged.
Pineapple.
Oh, you didn't know?
Clearly, I don't because the fucking question, what does the pineapple have to do with swinging?
All right, folks out there, for those of you that like pineapples, do not put it upside down. That is pretty much like when you hang the underwear on the door that says do not disturb. Well, I'm a swinger. We're a swinger.
Swingers.
Yeah.
And I heard in Florida,
pineapples are too heavy to swing.
Oh, God.
No, not really.
Don't they weigh quite a bit?
You can swing anything, really.
It's like swinging
if you try
a pumpkin.
Hard enough. I have access to a crane.
It's solid fruit. It's like swinging a pumpkin.
Yeah, or a set of nuts.
Anyway, in Florida, the older generation, in all
fruit,
their little,
right?
All their little retirement communities, they put loofahs on their antennas to like color coordinate what they're into. So if they're into like, 2 dudes, they put on a blue loofah. If they're into like looking for orgies, they put on an orange loofah on their antenna. So with that, they go to Walmart, they can see these cars parked in the parking lot, and they're like, hey, saw your car, saw your loofah, what's up? Like, isn't that weird?
It's an exfoliant. A loofah is
wait,
an exfoliant.
Wait, how do you connect though? Like asking for a friend?
No.
You cut off your antenna.
In Florida, it's these retirement communities. So it's all these old people that just are in the same area.
They come to party.
They come to party, for sure.
Coming somewhere.
For sure.
Hey,
loofah's
you know
not
what?
Done
you
a good
got
job.
Me tied up in a home, and all I got is the pool
exactly,
boy forever.
Which is
like,
exactly
come on.
Why STD rates in retirement homes is higher, 150% higher than normal population.
How the
actually,
hell do you
that.
Know this?
Yes, that
how
is true.
You guys know
that is true.
I knew people that were
old people need
homes.
Love too, man. They're just
you guys know about STD rates man. In retirement homes and loofah, and I'm sitting over here looking for sunscreen. What the fuck?
80 SPF, by the way.
Yeah.
It
or,
probably,
just maybe add a little extra zinc to what you already have. That'll work.
Yeah.
How do you guys know this stuff?
The internet.
I don't know if you knew
you're
this,
looking up what's going
you're
on sexually in a
triangle
old folks home?
With some very smart people right now, Carrie. Just recognize
yeah.
that.
Okay, I will just sit back and shut up.
Yeah. You've never Googled it?
Well, sex lives of the elderly? No. No, I have not.
Ah, you're missing out. Missing out. They do
missing
some kinky
out.
Shit.
I just knew it because my aunt ran a nursing home, so that was like just something that came up on Sunday dinner.
She ran like a brothel, or she just...
She like was the director of nursing at a nursing home, if you'd like
higher,
to use words.
Higher, to the left. Yeah. She directed.
I heard stories about my grandma, okay? Like, they weren't
whoa,
always,
whoa, whoa.
You know,
when we get older,
Sunday dinners and,
when we
you
get
know,
older,
cartoons.
Our inhibitions go... And we revert back to that childlike sort of like, I don't know, obstinate... What is it called when you...
Oppositional defiance
yes,
disorder?
Yes.
See, sometimes my brain does work.
Thank you.
There you go.
Go,
all right,
go
you
carry.
Have redeemed
you
yourself.
Yeah,
I have.
I'm still not Googling
swing.
Old people sex.
That's right.
Pineapple swing. You got that right. You weren't just you were
SpongeBob?
Trying to make it, you tried to make a joke, right? You know what swinging is, right?
No, his house is right side up, so yeah. it's got to be upside down.
It's got to be upside yeah. down.
You haven't
so
heard
if you
that.
Had lawn furniture or lawn decorations outside of your house and you see a pineapple that's upside down outside of someone's house, they swing.
So I could tell you a story about I wore a pineapple
well,
shirt
I need,
when
well,
I was
I need
in Antigua.
Therapy afterwards, but carry on.
Maybe.
He did.
So I would like to tell you the story about Terry Fabulous.
Oh,
so,
Terry Fabulous.
He was a lovely gentleman that I met in Antigua. Apparently I did not have the memo about the pineapple shirt. Or the pineapples at the time. So this is how I kind of learned what a upside down pineapple was. Now, it's a killer shirt. I love it. I still wear it to this day. There are some pineapples. They're right side up, they're upside down, they're sideways, they're all kinds of ways. Apparently, that was the window of opportunity for Terry Fabulous when I was in Antigua. Long story short, to save you the headache of it, I was trying to track down a chicken. He was trying to sell me drugs. We were trying to make a negotiation. He said that he didn't need a chicken. I told him I didn't need drugs, but we still carried on. Anyway, I had a pineapple shirt on, and it got heated. And I don't know if it was a headbutt or a kiss. Both of them were intimate, if either way. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Terry Fabulous tried to kiss me in Antigua, and everybody saw. And then we embarrassed him when we asked if it was a kiss, because I was like, buddy, you gotta come in stronger. It's like supposed to be like 75-25 thing, you know? Like, commit, right? Like, if you're gonna go in, go full in. You know, don't be scared. But yeah.
Terry Fabulous.
Terry Fabulous. He's a man of a man in Antigua. Yep.
Okay.
He does have access to pineapples too. That's besides the point. But yeah.
Drug-laced pineapples, I'm sure. Yeah. Where's Antigua?
Antigua, it's kind of in the Caribbean. So it's technically its own place.
Okay.
So it's not considered...
I'm like, is this like Spencerville? Where is this?
Didn't not the Beastie Boys, the whatever boys sing about it?
The Hardy Boys?
Antigua pineapples or
Bermuda, Bahama.
The Beach Boys?
Oh, come on, sexy mama, or whatever it is.
Come on, pineapple mama, whatever.
Pineapple, hey.
Pretty.
Hey.
Pretty mama.
Pretty mama. Pineapple mama. You can make a remix.
Antigua, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that part of that
they
little
pink
island?
Sands in over
chunk?
There. In Barbuda, I think is what it is.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm not. Don't.
Nice.
For all you history majors out there, I apologize in advance that if I.
Wouldn't that be my, geography? Or,
yeah, maybe it would. History, geography. You know what? All
right, English lady.
All right, listen. Coming in here, right,
folks.
I'm not the smartest one in the room. Now you're correcting everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
I still have two brain cells.
Undercover smarty. That's you.
No, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, that's a great place to travel to. It sounds like I need to go see Terry Fabulous.
It
you
was.
Think he's still around?
I think so. He's around
Are
the
you
streets.
Tinder from Terry Fabulous?
Tinder from
You know,
Terry.
I'm trying to find him. Oh. Trying to find him. He was actually quite pleasant.
Oh, well.
Well, was he now?
Good. I've never been outside of anywhere, really. I don't even have a passport. Did you know that?
There's a lot of places
no
to
passport.
Go where you don't need one. Oh, shit. Mine expired, I think.
Oh, your passport expired?
Yeah, but you can go to all places, all kinds
well,
of places without.
I have a card that you can drive across the border, but I can't fly.
Ah, you should definitely get your passport.
Yeah.
It's so cheap to just open your, you know,
I have to get mine renewed, so let's just go together.
So my best friend Kaylee is leaving to Amsterdam in 4 days, and she's pretty excited. She's going alone. So
that's scary.
Traveling alone is the best. I don't know if I'll ever travel with anyone again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Once you get over the hump fear?
Yep. Once the fear humping is over.
Wait. We want the humping to continue on vacation, okay?
The non-consensual hump fear.
I got over my fear hump.
I'm trying to say the right word without saying
yes,
it.
I flew to Rome. I flew to Italy by myself. And I traveled
and man,
Rome.
Man, my arms
and then,
are tired.
It was a long flight. That was another
Italy,
sunburn.
Though, that's how long were you in Italy?
I was in there for 10 days, so I spent a lot of time by myself in Rome. And then I met baby daddy Uno in Sintra, and we traveled around
you
there.
You met him there?
Yeah, because he was working in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, you already knew him.
Well, yeah, we were married.
Oh.
He had been working in Abu Dhabi for about 4 months, so we met in Italy. But I chose to show up before he did, okay. So I could kind of do my own thing.
See,
so
I thought you met
we
your husband.
We kind of did,
like...
Sing Thurah, well, we did Sing Thurah together and then half of Venice together, and then he took off again. So I did all of Rome by myself and the Colosseum by myself and all the touristy bullshit. And then he left from Venice and I finished Venice, and then I came back through Florence.
Dang.
So I did most of Italy by myself.
You double dipped though. Some of the vacation you did alone, some of it you did with him. But you knew that he was always within,
I don't know, 7,000 miles on, you know,
well, I don't know.
Arabian desert over that away.
Back to that history major. I don't know where any of that shit is.
It's not a history, goddammit. It's a geographical. What the hell's wrong
with
you?
That was a callback joke, Carrie.
Oh, was it? I caught it. Woohoo! Yes. And so I kind of did my own thing. But it was, as far as ripping out the travel by yourself band-aid, I ripped it off. And once you do it, I think it will take a long time for me to travel with someone again.
Huh.
Okay. That is how fun and addicting
it is.
It
actually is quite nice when you run solo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Make your own decisions, and you don't have to wait on anybody else, and you do what the fuck you want, when you want, how you want, and you spend what you want.
In fact, one of my favorite things to do is when I book my flights that are going to be long overseas flights like that, is give myself a layover somewhere cool for like 9 hours.
Yeah.
People hate it, but I go see the sights.
You see the city.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go check it out. Like, one of the best things I did was in D.C. So I never got to see all the stuff in D.C., and we had a 9-hour layover while we were there. And everybody wanted to sit at the hotel and sleep in the chair. And I'm like, I'm about to Uber my way over to go check out the sights. So
absolutely. Because you're already there anyway.
I got in an Uber. I said, take me to the White House. I'll take it from there. And that's literally what I did. And went and saw everything. It was the best 9 hours I could have ever spent. Because you see everything you want to see, then you get the hell out.
And you didn't have to drive in that freaking
And you didn't have
traffic.
To get a room.
Nope.
And
White House.
Nothing.
Baltimore bullshit.
Pictures last a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because you see people like sleeping in a chair, and they're like, how long have you been sleeping on a chair in a place you've never been for 5 hours? Get the fuck out for two of them. At least try.
However, I do recommend doing Bloody Marys. For some reason, they taste better at 30,000 feet. You like mimosas?
I'm a mimosa guy.
Yeah. Either way, my vacation day drinking starts the minute I get through TSA.
Yeah,
like, I'm in, now I'm drunk, and we just going with it.
But I have a tendency of getting myself in predicaments. So my fear would be I would leave the hotel for this 9-hour layover, and I would get into like a conga line and wind up in, you know, miss my flight, join the cult, my bad. You know, like, that's my idea.
I don't know why, but I can see you doing that. You
exactly.
had me at conga line.
Whatever makes you happy, you know? You gotta get out there and explore the world.
Yes.
I think I would end up in a conga line also. And then I'd forget where I was.
Just a random conga line. Yeah.
Gotta conga myself to a sweatshop factory. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. Wasn't there. Wouldn't know. Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
So
where's the farthest you've been? Your Aztec?
Spencerville? No.
Spencerville.
No, we went to Puerto Penasco, and that was as far as I've ever been.
So. Where do you want to go?
Italy. That I would like to go back.
Yeah
Sicily, that area. So.
And
did you ride like the boat where they do the like big old stick thing?
I did
thing
the gondola thingy.
Yeah.
I did the gondola thing. Yes,
did
I
you
did.
Do it with your husband or do it alone?
I did it with my husband. I wanted to push him off to be alone, but he was with me at the time.
Oh, and you guys were good at that time?
We liked each other then.
Ah, damn it.
I still wanted to push him off, though.
Wasted opportunity. If you could go back.
But if I could go back, and this is the one thing I wish I could tell everyone, when you Google, like, all the places to go, you can go to all, like, the popular tourist crap.
Mm-hmm.
Google the hidden secrets. That's how I found Sink
to
Rock.
That's how I wound up in a cult, I bet.
And a tonga line. And a conga? Tinga? What the fuck's it called?
Tonga Tonga.
It's a Tinga Tonga Conga.
Tinga Tonga line. That thing.
Shoot it up in a line somewhere.
But what is hidden secrets?
It's in a line.
So like Sink Tara.
Sink Tara.
Sink Tara. So Tara means earth in Spanish or Italian or whatever. And Sink is five. So it's five earths. And it's these five little like tiny villages, and they are so freaking cool, and they're secrets. And so, yeah, it was... Well, they were, and I just... I'm sorry, guys.
Well, to be fair, you found them on Google, so
yeah,
how
to be fair, Carrie Inskeep knows about them, so
I said I was Googling...
They have a bus that goes there and everything. I didn't even know, and it was such a secret.
It was a boat.
Nope, that's how they get
there
you.
There was a pamphlet, okay?
Yeah.
There was a Truth
and
pamphlet.
A motherfucking line.
And a threefold map that you couldn't reclose. Because you know how you get those ginormous maps and you can't refold them, so you might as well just keister them. It's like, what the hell?
Keister them? Yeah. Your neck went out. You got maps up there. Wow.
You're still using maps?
Bermuda, Bahamas.
You know we have our cell phones now, right?
Last time I used a map, it was because I was so sunburned and we went to San Diego. I had to put it over my body so the sun shining into the car wouldn't kill me.
Yeah. I swear I meant to put my sunscreen on like 5 times.
Well,
and I did the whole, okay, I'll put it on in a minute. And then I was hooking my kids' lines and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you were fishing?
Yes, I was fishing for 2 days.
Oh, okay, then all's forgiven. I thought you fell asleep outside.
What'd you catch?
Nothing. It was mostly fishing. It was no catching.
Oh,
yeah. So
you practiced.
Baiting, hooking, and throwing. Yeah.
Most of it was teaching my kids how to bait a hook, cast, all the things. So when I put sunscreen on them, I was like, I'll do myself in a minute, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, put your little bobber. Because how old are you when you take your bobber off?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a personal choice.
Or how much you've been drinking.
Yeah. Wesley's in
well,
the
plank. Well, there is that.
Took his bobber out again.
I mean, once I've killed a case, I mean, now we bobbering now it because I ain't reeling no more. I'm drunk.
If it's on there, it'll stay on there.
Sometimes I'm just like, where'd my bobber go? And maybe I have a fish, maybe I don't. Yeah.
Maybe I just chuck the bobber out there with nothing
I think
on
the
it.
Bobber is safe to say you keep that in your tackle box. And forever.
Forever. Yeah.
My
yeah.
brother hooked me in the taint once, so this is terrible. We were all fishing on the bank, right? And I went to go pee in a bush, and my brother was on the shore, and he reached back and did his little, like, really thingy, and I was peeing in a bush, and his hook, and I had my pants down. I got hooked in the taint. And so my
no
mom...
No shit?
Yeah, no, it was painful.
That's a
and
good
my
catch.
Brothers and dad... A little fishy, but I'm just kidding. It's not fishy. It's not fishy at all. I don't know. I can't smell. But
we're gonna go to commercial break. We'll come back with the
fun.
Results
Thanks
in a
for
minute.
Joining us.
Everyone, just gather your thoughts. Anyway, so my dad had to take my brothers up the creek or whatever to continue fishing. Well, my mom put me on the picnic table and used Nino's pliers to de-hook my taint. Yeah.
Ow. Jeez.
And my brother still feels bad to this day.
Well, I would too.
Did he take a picture with you for a
but
catch?
But when you do reverse cast and
hold
you're
by your feet.
Hold you by your feet. Back a good one.
Oh, come on. If only we could call him right now. My phone's dead. But yes, whenever you cast and you go like, do that thingy behind
yeah.
you.
Whip.
Yeah, when you whip back.
Where is he? Is he fly
think
fishing?
About,
what is going
think
on?
About anyone peeing in the bush behind you guys because...
How much line did he have out? Yeah.
I don't know. We were fucking kids.
With fly fishing?
I was like 11. They were like 12.
Well.
Because there's a year difference between myself and the twins.
You.
So, like, we're triplets. But, I mean,
yeah.
When you do this, I don't know. All
no,
I
we
know is I was in a
we
bush
know,
and my
we know the,
taint
the
got
action
torn.
Of the cast, but I'm just saying,
so
that's just a lot of line.
My brother tore my taint.
Oh.
I mean, people would pay for that on OnlyFans. But
you're the one with all the websites.
Or did you fish a lot when you were little? Like, were
how
you
close was this bush? Like, maybe you need to get a little
maybe it's
distance.
You need to go far,
yeah.
farther away.
You know?
Maybe I was peeing too close.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if you're managing to get yourself taint hooked within pee radius of the fishing experience.
Is that going
to
be the name of this show, the taint hook?
The taint hook. How to prevent the taint hook.
Taint a hook and
yeah,
taint
don't
a taint.
Let them get you.
Oh, Mr. No. Mills, the name of the show is not going to be taint hooked.
Wow, and it hasn't been the same since, huh? That sucks.
No, I think it's
oh,
the same.
Oh, you never said that?
I think it's the same.
Do you still go fishing?
Hence the sunburn.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But I didn't get anyone's taint this time. I didn't catch any taint.
Ah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, we didn't catch anything.
Then did you?
We
like
had
going
one
to the gym and
pool.
Not taking a picture. Did you even, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when people go to the gym and take a picture.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do. It's like,
yeah,
do we even
it.
Lift or do we just stick
yeah.
our ass out and prop
See,
one
and like,
leg
I
to
like
the
to
side?
I like to work out, but I work out in a pool and you can't take a phone in a pool, so there's no pictures.
Yeah,
but I like
you
to
can take
swim.
Your clothes off.
You can take clothes off. You can pick.
I like my pool. I work out.
Yeah, it's a nice pool. And it's not in the sun, which does you well.
I think I would swim naked if I had my own private pool.
I've swam naked in there a few times before.
I had an inflatable hot tub, and I did that, so I definitely would do it with
there
a pool.
There you go.
Yeah.
When are we going to play volleyball again?
Soon.
Well, kick
After
your ass this time.
Yeah, you wish. You wish, whatever.
Beach ball.
Well, Wesley, it's
it. Don't forget to wear sunscreen, though, because...
This has been fun. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. It's always an adventure.
Always. Yeah.
It was nice to run into you at the bar and sucker you in for round two.
Right?
Round two.
I got him by the taint.
Yeah, she taint hooked me right over here to the table.
I taint hooked him right into this bitch.
Well, that's about it for now. Consider yourself encountered. Consider Yourself Encountered is a sole property of InterWest Concept. To use part or all of any of the podcast, you must obtain full written permission. Drop a note to the webpage at interwestconcepts.com. Any input, good or bad, is always appreciated. Until they sound off again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.